It's obvious to most that we live in a dangerous and violent world. From the streets to the workplace, a matter of seconds can change your life, if you allow it to. Joining us now is a 20-year Navy SEAL veteran who was among the first into Afghanistan, later Iraq, who has written a book which, on its surface, looks like a fun insight into a MacGyver or diehard film world of survival tricks, but in reality, teaches everyone the trick to survival when faced with danger or even a choice between life and death. His book is 100 Deadly Skills, a SEAL operative's guide to eluding pursuers, evading capture, and surviving any dangerous situation. He now heads his own security company, Escape the Wolf. Good morning, Clint Emerson.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me.
And let me give you a couple of websites for the book. It's 100, the number 100, deadlyskills.com, and Clint's company, escapethewolf.com. And Clint, with 100 Deadly Skills, what was your mission? Because like I said in the introduction, we've seen books like this, the apocalyptic survival guide, things that it was sort of like a half joke, half satire type of thing. But having read 100 Deadly Skills, you got some substance and you bring people in maybe with that initial fun, curiosity, attraction, but you really do teach them things with this book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not your typical survival guide. It's really written based on today's threats, you know, and so it has cyber skills in there, all the way to workplace violence, active shooter, lone wolf, you know, inspired terrorism, and you know, a lot of defensive moves that can, you know, help you decrease exposure to the threat so that it increases survivability of the reader.
Now, with the more violent possibilities that exist and that you address with the 100 Deadly Skills, the civilian typically is taught to try to cooperate if someone wants the money, hand the money, carjacking, hand over the car, because your life is obviously more valuable than any object of possession. But sometimes the violence is looking for your life. What are some of the instances where you can preserve your life in that case?
Yeah, I mean, you hit it on the head. I mean, first and foremost, you should always, you know, give up whatever it is. You know, these are just items, and their value is insignificant when it comes to life. So, you know, if it's someone wanting your wallet or wanting your car, yes, I agree, give it up. But it seems, you know, these days that isn't enough for certain predators. They want more. They just want to be violent. So in that case, you know, there's a philosophy that of run, hide, fight. And, you know, if you can run, you should run. If you can hide, hide behind things that stop bullets. And if you have to fight, you better fight with more aggression than your adversary. And it has to be violent these days in order to win. You know, a lot of times people think there's a gun pointed at me, it's over. It is not over. You know, these guys are not, you know, they're not like me. They're not tacticians and marksmen. It's their first time to pull the trigger and potentially take human life. So don't think because a gun is pointed at you and you've already given your wallet, you've already given everything, that you can't fight for your life. You can. It's better to be stabbed in the arm or shot in the leg than it is to be executed.
And the perpetrator or the violent person is expecting surrender. So if you fight back, that puts the element of surprise back in your favor.
It does. And I always say, you know, I really don't like the word defense. I think defense is about 1 second of the crisis. And the rest of the time, you should be on the offense. So that's more of a winning attitude. You know, we want to be more offensive in how we react to things. So that at the end of the day, you win. You protect yourself, you protect your family, you protect your colleagues, whatever it may be. And I think more and more people that start standing up to bad guys, the less and less bad guys we would have taking those chances of, you know, being idiots, really.
Yes, really. So Clint Emerson, his book, 100 Deadly Skills, a SEAL operative guide to eluding pursuers, evading capture, and surviving any dangerous situation. 100, the number 100, deadlyskills.com is the book website. And Clint's security company, escapethewolf.com, that's the website for that. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. One of the things, too, is kidnapping, home invasions. That happens often. You have a part in 100 Deadly Skills, how to best position your hands to escape restraints of a variety of kinds.
Right. Your most common restraint is duct tape. It's cheap, it's everywhere, and bad guys like it. So, lot of skills in there that that deal with restraint defeat, because that's a horrible position to be in, to be taped up and not have the knowledge or the tools readily available that can get you out in a matter of seconds. So I really advocate for having razor blades or any other kind of sharp object that can be strategically placed in different places. It could be a razor blade in your somewhere hidden in the tongue or in the sole of your shoe. Ever since we were kids, we've been hiding our money and our house keys in our shoes. So why not put some tools there that can allow you to escape? Plus, your feet are whether your hands are behind your back or in front of you, you can always still get to your feet. So you need to make sure whatever tools you put in certain places, you can actually get to them with your hands tied. And that's really the skills go through. There's a myriad of ways I put in there that that you can use to get out of all the different kinds of restraints out there.
And this might be a weird analogy or connection, but you just mentioned about a razor blade in the mouth, and people might be recoiling at that. That's actually, having worked in the industry for a few years, what they call the blading in pro wrestling, and one of the places where the pro wrestlers hide the razor blade so they can cut themselves into that part of their gig is, strangely enough, in their mouth during the matches. So it is possible, and you get into it doesn't obviously shred your tongue or your mouth out because your teeth are in the way, basically. But anyway, talking with Clint Emerson with his new book, 100 Deadly Skills, A SEAL Operative's Guide to Eluding Pursuers, Evading Capture, and Surviving Any Dangerous Situation, here on Issues and Ideas. Cybercrime, cybercriminals, identity theft, there are a whole variety of ways people want your financial information or just your identity for illegal immigration purpose, whatever the case may be. What are some of the things now? Because they often say the law has to catch up with technology. So how do you catch up with technology?
Yeah, it's difficult, right? The technology is advancing, every second, it seems. And for every firewall that's put up, there's a bad guy out there figuring out how to take it down. So really the principles that I try to push in the book is, how to increase, your or decrease your exposure when you're surfing the internet and become anonymous. There's different ways to leverage your web browsers and settings that I put in there that you can utilize that basically, make you turn invisible when you're surfing the net. The other thing it does is prevent, whether it's marketing companies or Google itself from capturing all of your data and turning around and selling it. But it also, we also cover, passwords. I'm a big believer in you're treating your username as a second password. You don't have to use your email address. Everyone seems to think that's the standard, but the reality is, why not, make your username a different password than your password, and now you've just increased your security times too. It's basic logic, but a lot of people don't think about it that way. So, it is chopped full of some great cyber skills to decrease all of that identity fraud or, financial, exposure.
What's amazing, too, with what you present in 100 Deadly Skills, a violent action, when you get down to the basics of it, is a simple action when you look at the content. And in truth, a response to that violent action can also be a simple reaction.
Yeah, I am, I say it all the time that being good at simple is what makes you advanced, and it applies in the SEAL teams. We're not always advancing. If you're always like, in the literal terms, advancing in something, then you're never probably getting good at just the one thing because you're always moving forward, which is great. It applies in technology and some other fields. But when you're talking about winning over an adversary who probably doesn't train, probably isn't as disciplined, and frankly, bad guys are dumb. So if you take time to learn some simple moves, some simple ways of protecting yourself and get good at it and practice them, then you're probably 100 times better than any adversary you face on the streets.
And in these days, as I alluded to in the introduction, that keeps you ahead of the bad guys, ahead of the violence, much like when you're driving in the snow and your car slides off, you're now behind the flow of things, and you have to try to catch up, which is, as you've probably realized, driving in the Northeast, sometimes a lot more difficult and possible to do. And with what Clint writes about, yeah, it's some fun stuff in there too, but there is a lot of meat to the fun that will provide you with some essential skills that you always wonder, what if? Well, now that what if becomes it is, you'll have a little better knowledge of what to do, how to react, and how to overcome that shock that is reality so often. His book is 100 Deadly Skills, The SEAL Operative's Guide to Eluding Pursuers, Evading Capture, and Surviving Any Dangerous Situation. Website 100, the number 100deadlyskills.com. Clint's security company, Escape the Wolf. Also the obvious location on the web, escapethewolf.com. Navy SEAL veteran Clint Emerson, thanks for being here this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.